They sound a little feral. They sound,
I know, feral chickens.
They're like birds of prey.
Chickens of prey.
You killed their father, and now you must be dunked into barbecue sauce.
Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy
nice
Talk.
Oh,
my God, it is good seeing you.
I know, it's like...
It's been forever since I was here.
I know, without you, the show...
No, the show was great.
Was
Plus, actually, I did call in.
Yeah, that was good. That was the best part of both shows.
All three.
I haven't been here three weeks. It's been like a month.
I haven't been able to get here. I almost didn't get here today. Because my 12-minute walk to the train this morning took 37 minutes.
Wow.
And about a third of the way there, I started to cry, and I called the cab company to see if they could, like, give me a lift the rest of the way.
Did they go for that?
And they were busy, so
They're
I didn't.
Busy.
They were busy, so they couldn't take me. So I walked the rest of the way, and it was awful.
Boo.
And I got there, and the trains were running okay, and I got in, and now I'm here. Hooray!
Sportsy Talk!
Sportsy Talk! I'm so happy. I'm so happy to be here. So we have a lot of sports to talk about today.
We do?
Yeah, sure. We can talk about the NBA All-Star Game and why we're not going, which is because we don't care.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about that.
Yeah, we forgot about it because we don't really care.
They're like, there is no press passes.
No, that was the... That was the NFL told us that...
there is no phone call.
Yeah, there's no phone call for Media Day for the press in New York City.
That sounds like a lie.
I think it was a lie, yeah. You know, they don't want us there anymore because we made Wes Welker cry last year. So
he
that
did.
Was
he, you know, he's never been the same, really.
No, really. That was after that he started doing the Molly and giving away his money and stuff. So it was our fault. So that's about all we have to say about the NBA All-Star Game. We didn't try to get press passes. We don't really care. I thought, you know, that as sports talk radio professionals.
Yeah.
That maybe we were supposed to pretend to care about sports that we don't really like golf and stuff. But I don't think we have to do that because we're on FMU.
Are they playing golf right now? Any place?
Yeah, Tiger Woods bombed out of another tournament, and you know who cares?
He's
right?
Boring. I mean, he's old.
Yeah, he's old. He's
old news.
Ever since he stopped like boning waitresses from Perkins Cake and Steak.
He was doing fine with that.
He was fine. And then the minute that stopped, he lost his mojo.
You just
mojo.
Can't let people can't, shame you into not
into
being
not
yourself.
Being,
just
yeah,
be
yeah,
yourself.
Exactly.
Just, you know, That's have sex with any blonde person
that you see.
You feel like.
Yeah, exactly. Whoever. Doesn't matter. So that's the NBA. So we took care of that pretty quickly. It's at Madison Square Garden.
Brooklyn, which one?
I think the actual All-Star Game is at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, nobody cares about that. Like the Saturday night beforehand.
Oh,
when
they
do
the skills things and
stuff.
Yeah,
it's super
boring.
It's supposed to be good, but it's really bad. Like the dunking and the
because I thought it was supposed to be at the Barclays Center, but
They said it's like New York, area, but I think, yeah, the Brooklyn one might be the night before.
Okay. And then are you Googling?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, check that out. That's good. I like how we do this on the air.
Yeah,
find
you can
out
hear me typing
on
most of
the
time.
I know. I don't even bother when I run that part of the thing. Because, you know, the listeners will tell us. We have many fine listeners
on
the comments board.
I usually wait for them to correct anything I say.
Exactly.
On the board.
They're the best. Our listeners are the best. And I've missed them, you know. It was hard being away. I didn't like being away. Oh, let's see. Okay, and so that's NBA All-Stars now. WKC All-Stars. Westminster Kennel Club All-Stars. That's next week. I am so excited. We got our press credentials today.
Right.
I was giddy with delight.
I
danced around.
Read some haiku.
It's going to be fantastic. We're going. That's a hard press credential to get. And it says that we're working press. I love that.
Working press.
Yeah, it says we're the working press.
Should we dress up?
Oh,
should we
yeah.
get tuxes or something?
Don't wear the Gumby outfit. That's all I ask.
You don't think that'll freak out dogs?
If we went at night, if we went to like the group judging and the best in show judging, a tux would be appropriate. But we are not doing that. We are actually going backstage at the piers to the benching area to read haiku to breeders.
Is there going
to
be a lot of poo around? Like, I don't understand.
No.
These are like dogs that don't poo?
Yeah, these are dogs that never poo. Yeah, these dogs never pee or poo. They
nice.
They have a special area to which they are taken.
An area of poo.
yeah.
A pooing district.
And they're never taken into the ring unless they've eliminated. This is for you, by the way. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
But you'll share, I'm sure. So, So yeah, so they don't. But there was a, let's see, what was it? I think at the National Dog Show this year in Philadelphia, I think a dog like peed, you know,
on the ref?
No, on just like in the That's show fine. Place, you know, in the
I mean,
ring.
It's a dog. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I know. I mean, they kind of Oh, and another thing that happened at that show was that one of the dogs went after one of the other dogs, and that was
Yeah, that seems like
That's it, humiliation.
It
that's
happen.
The end. That's the end of that dog's career. It's the end of the handler's career.
Really?
That's the end. Yeah, they're very It's like you know, some kind of weird ritualistic Japanese theater or something, you know? It's like there's whole layers upon layers of rules and stuff that they have to, you know, secret things that they have to observe.
I had no idea.
It's fantastic, yeah.
I feel like I'm being brought into a new secret world.
You are. You're being initiated.
Am I worthy?
Yes.
Oh,
you
good.
Are worthy. You are working press.
I'm working press.
Is that awesome? So I'm so excited. So that's what we're doing next Monday. And then Monday...
What time does it start? 7 in the morning?
Yeah, 7 in the morning. And then we're going to do a bunch of recording. And then we're going to come over here to the radio station. And we're going to
I have the day off because it's President's Day.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. And
so
then we're going to...
I'll be dressed as Howard Taft, possibly. Or President Chris Christie. You know, it's a future president.
Oh! President Chris Christie. That would be great.
It's like, I'm Chris Christie, future president of the United States.
And my husband's grandmother always tells me how much I look like Hillary Clinton.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I do, but she says I look exactly...
I mean, you're both women.
Yeah. Well, one of us is anyway, for sure.
Well, we don't know. Yeah.
I know I am.
Right.
I don't wear pantsuits, but, you know, we never know.
I would wear pantsuits if those were socially acceptable for men.
Really?
Yeah, because it was like, it's kind of like a Miami Vice look, you know.
Uh-huh, I mean, yeah. Well, you could wear like a, this is annoying, isn't it? What should I do about this?
With the chicken?
Yeah, the chicken. What should I do about the chicken?
That's, I don't know.
Should I get rid of the chicken? Do you want to keep the chicken?
I don't know. Should we keep the chicken?
It's 201-209-9368. If you want to keep the chicken or get rid of the chicken, you can call us and tell us. 201-209-9368.
See, Steve says, please wear the Gumby outfit, but I would have to probably wash it because it smells a little like Gumby on the inside of it now. It's a little Gumby-ish.
But
almost every outfit I have has a weird tear in the groin. I don't know how. It's like apparently I have trouble taking pants off. There's like a big hole in Gumby's groin. She's gonna get me arrested at some point.
Why?
Because
that's,
you know,
really strange.
What if I dress like a pink bunny? You think the dogs will come after me like the greyhound dogs?
Yeah, they would think that you were like a chew toy.
Do they have chew toys? These have been dogs that have been tortured and like...
No. These are dogs that are, they're happy pets at home.
And then they made them do, you know, like awful things like stand there and shake hands and stuff like that?
No, they don't do anything. No, they don't even do tricks. They have to walk a particular way. They have to walk back and down, and then they have to, like, you know, stand there while the judge feels their testicles. I was talking to a guy I work with today about dog testicles.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, like, to show a dog at a dog show, the idea is that you're showing your breeding stock, right?
Okay.
And so you want to show the best breeding stock that you have. Mm-hmm. That means that the dogs have to be able to breed. Mm-hmm. So they can't have been neutered. And
okay.
So there's a rule.
So you have to prove that there's testicles?
Yeah. So
but they're not the male all dogs, men, right? They're all...
No, there's female dogs, too, but the female dogs can't have been spayed. They have to be...
Well, how do you find that out? Do you start sticking your finger up inside them or something like that?
I don't think so.
That's
gross. That would be gross.
But, get fingered?
But the thing is... fingering your dog.
Yeah, today, what did you do today, honey? I was fingering some dogs.
Do I have to bleep that? Can we leave that in?
We think we can leave it in.
Okay, we're talking
fingering?
About dog show.
That's
dog
fine.
Show. We're talking about what
don't
you...
Don't dump that.
I dumped it.
Why did you dump that?
That was bad.
That's
you
not
can't
bad.
Say that. Okay, so the thing is that the judge has to check the dog, and if the dog has an undescended testicle, they're not allowed to be shown.
I have a bunch of those.
Well, even if you had, like, even if you could breed a dog with one testicle, which I think technically you could, you know, it's not... I don't know. So a monorchid dog, that's what it's called.
Monorchid?
Yeah.
Wow.
So a monorchid dog is not allowed to be shown. So they have these things now. They have fake testicle implants.
I want one
called
of those.
Called nutricles. You can get them in all different sizes. And you put them
oh,
in your
good.
Dog. You put them in your dog and then, you know, or one in your dog. And then your dog has two testicles, supposedly. You know, the judge feels two testicles and thinks the dog's okay.
This is, Rob says, this is true. My grandparents had a purebred English Cocker Spaniel that was supposed to be a show dog but had undescended testicles. That's sad.
Yeah, isn't it? Right? See?
Yeah, that's sad.
WFMU, you're on the air. Possibly.
Hi, this is Steve from Staten Island.
Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Keep the chicken. My vote is to keep the chicken.
Keep the
okay,
chicken.
We're keeping the chicken. Thank you, listener Steve. Voting
okay,
for the chicken. Thanks.
Is that somebody you know? No, I have no idea. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm sure he's a delightful listener.
Yeah, well, obviously, you can call.
We get all our best calls from, what did you say, Long Island? We get all our best calls from Long Island.
Yeah, I think so.
We had that guy the other day. It was that made my parents shut the radio off because he was like, Tom Brady's a loser and they're all cheating.
That guy, yeah. Oh, we can talk about that.
About cheating?
Yeah, we can
talk
about...
They still haven't caught him, though. I mean,
we can talk about...
Oh, my
Aaron
Patriots.
Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez's trial
Aaron
is it still
Hernandez's
delayed?
Trial is still going on, because as far as I know. They had to get rid of one of the jurors.
He is a time-traveling murderer, but can he control the weather? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, Aaron Hernandez is controlling the weather now, but he also controlled, in an attempt to get revenge on DeQuell Jackson... DeQuell Jackson is the player who caught the deflated ball and started all the trouble.
Yeah.
Aaron Hernandez, time-traveling serial killer, alleged, sent his spirit into DeQuell Jackson's body and caused him to attack a pizza delivery man.
Well, we've all been
there. He tried to kill him.
Well,
DeQuell Jackson tried to kill a pizza delivery guy.
If they mess up your order, I mean, well, I don't know.
I don't know why he tried to kill him, but it obviously is Aaron Hernandez.
You think Aaron Hernandez is...
I think he is. I think he's still a Patriot deep in his heart. He still loves the Pats. He doesn't want to see DeQuell Jackson. He loves pizza.
Doesn't want his pizza messed with.
He can't get pizza in prison, can he?
They must have pizza day.
Maybe you could get...
If you didn't have pizza, there would be riots all the time.
Maybe you could get delivery, like if the pizza place will take your collect call from prison, and you could order some.
Yes. I mean, you collect call.
WFMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Bronwyn.
It's Danny D. Listener Danny D. Greetings.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's going on?
Glad to see Bronwyn live and impersonable here.
I know. I'm so excited to be here again.
That is pretty cool. And so when are the birthdays? I missed the very top of it.
Let's see. Mine is January 27th.
Mine is February 8th.
Yeah.
What was that, yesterday?
Oh, so just had your birthday yesterday.
I was pretty unconscious through most of it. I don't know.
Did you live tweet the Grammys? I didn't.
No, the Montreal Canadiens were playing the Bruins, and that's a great rivalry in hockey. If you consider a rivalry like one team won 30 Stanley Cups and the other one won like 6.
Your typical Boston rivalry.
Yeah, it's just like, what the hell? Like, there was like, basically, every time we play the Canadiens, they kill us. They have like 100 more wins than us playing head-to-head. Because they had every great hockey player up until like 1990 played for the Canadians.
Okay, and so do you watch that
territorial
game
territorial rights.
I watched that instead, and sadly, we did not win that game either.
Sorry.
It was not, close. So.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. What's up, Danny D?
Well, you know, not too much. I mean, did you see the whole craziness with AFCON?
How can they drive the NASCAR in the snow?
Yeah.
Oh, the African Cup?
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, okay, first of all, they had to move the tournament on very late notice because of Ebola. The whole Ebola scare in Egypt was like, we'd like to postpone the tournament, and African Confederation was like, no.
Wait, this isn't NASCAR.
So they kicked out of the tournament and moved it to the only country that would take it, which was Equatorial Guinea.
Where is Equatorial Guinea?
It's in Africa.
It's in West Africa.
Okay.
It's over Northwest Africa.
But this is NASCAR. This is like those rallies through the where you drive for 5 days through the desert.
Oh no, I don't think it's stock car. It's over. It's west of like Ivory Coast and.
He's
Ghana,
confusing
Togo,
me.
And Benin. It's all up by those.
Okay.
Okay.
And actually, the capital is actually on an island outside. Like, that's...
What?
Like, the biggest city is not actually on the continent. It's a little island or something. It's kind of crazy. But, so any which way. So, by hook or crook, Equatorial Guinea was the upstart. A team that hadn't even qualified originally but got Egypt's place. And they started winning all these games with some very dubious refereeing apparently helping them.
I love dubious refereeing. This is the Africa Cup of Nations. Is that what you're talking about?
Right, Africa Cup of Nations.
Oh, we thought you said NASCAR. Then, okay.
Yeah, we thought you said NASCAR. We were like, what?
No, sorry, AFCON.
AFCON?
No, it's AFCON.
AFCON? I think you go to that, don't you? Don't you
I went to AFCON.
AFCON.
Yeah, it was all right this year.
Okay.
It's kind of a letdown. There's a lot of tourists.
That's where I think Jim celebrated his birthday. Right?
All right, yes. So, okay, so AFCON.
AFCON.
Okay, good.
Like
now we know.
Black, except, with con instead.
We have chickens.
So Equatorial Guinea made the semifinals,
mm-hmm.
and then they had a couple calls go against them, and then they called a penalty in favor of Ghana,
mm-hmm.
and Ghana scored. So Ghana took this big 3-0 lead, and everybody started throwing bottles.
That seems fun. I mean, you know, you have to help your team.
Mirrors and dishware and everything.
So they had to cancel the game or something?
Basically, yeah. They stopped the game at 82 minutes and pulled the teams off the field, cleared the stadium, and then they played like 3 more minutes and finished the game. Like, they called it done at that.
Well, there was a game in Egypt this week, right, where people died, where the police...
Oh, like a club game.
Yeah, the police...
Well, they take it pretty seriously, you know.
Well, they had a bunch of people...
I have a theory. This is why the Red Bulls haven't really won anything.
Because they haven't killed their fans.
There hasn't been any fireworks.
Their fans are still alive.
Well, I don't know. They seem zealous, those Red Bull out people.
Yeah.
They could be kind of like a terrorist outfit or something
like
that.
Right, they have to start pulling chairs out of the stands and lighting fires and stuff.
That could be arranged.
They could do that.
I mean, we haven't figured out what they're going to do.
They have big plans. You have to follow them on Twitter.
You can't
talk
about them on the radio. You have to follow them on Twitter.
It's going to be a surprise. And find out what it is. You have to follow us on Twitter.
You do?
Yeah.
Who follows us?
I tried to follow
Bronwyn Sands J, and nobody followed me back. I don't know what was going on over there.
Oh, yeah.
You got to talk to whoever tweets for you.
That's Thunk Tank.
Yeah, you got to talk to those tweeters.
Thunk Tank is kind of quiescent.
It's on hiatus.
It's on hiatus. Jay's up in the mountains somewhere.
Somewhere?
Mm.
Oh, and just to give you the final result,
yes.
Ivory Coast won the title.
Well, they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
After 120 minutes of 0-0, and then they won 9-8 on penalty kicks.
9-8.
Wow.
That's pretty good. That's like they only missed once, right?
Yeah.
I think they were afraid if somebody scored a goal that there might be fires and things. So.
Well, that's what you want. You want to have that be a part of your home field advantage edge, you know.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Like, who knows what's going to happen.
Like, if the other club comes in and they're terrified.
It's like when you're playing the Raiders or something, you know. It's like you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, right? That's so. True. Okay, Danny D., thanks for calling.
Thank you,
Good
guys.
To hear from you again. Bye-bye.
We got some news of the dead.
We had another caller.
Oh, what happened? We hung up on another caller?
No, we didn't hang up on him. It's just we talked to Danny D. because Danny D.'s a
we love
listener.
Danny D.
We love Danny D. And then this other caller gave up. So caller who gave up, call in. 201-209-9368. Please call back.
Ed Sable, founder of NFL Films, dies at 98. He was a one-time coat salesman who talked his way into a job as the official motion picture chronicler of the NFL.
Why can't we do things like that? Why can't we talk our way
into
jobs like
that? I'd like to sell coats.
Like
that seems... I think I'd be a great coat salesman.
Talk your way into a job as a coat salesman?
Dean Smith, the legendary UNC coach, died this week.
I knew about him, yeah. He was 83.
83 years
and
old.
And he 97% of his team guys graduated from college.
Well, that was
a different era. But, I mean, he was really...
He wouldn't take people who didn't want to be there. Even Michael Jordan and all those guys
graduated. They had to be... Yeah, they had to want to be there for an education.
Well, I mean, it's like one of the best programs in the country. Like, I don't understand why people want to go to Kentucky or to Duke for a year. But now even Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski from Duke, he's just like, yeah, whatever. Well, you know, we'll have him for a year, and then they'll go off and do whatever they're going to do. But, like, it used to be kind of an honor to, you know, like, be one of the great college basketball players in the country.
Yeah.
And now it's more like just a kind of a stepping stone for the players on their way to
they treat the NBA treats the college teams as like farm teams, you know?
Well, it's hard if you're going to make millions and billions of dollars.
It's hard to turn it down to stay in college.
Yeah, like who knows if you blow out your knee or somebody runs you over with a car or whatever shenanigans happen in college.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the news of the dead.
All right. Well, you know, we didn't do News of the Dead last week.
Well, here's one more News of the Dead.
Mrs. Mara died.
Oh, yeah, Mrs. Mara, the wife of the owner of the Jets.
Oh, the Giants? Really?
The owner of the Jets is named Woody Johnson.
Oh, right. Yeah. Allegedly.
In other News of the Dead, James Shields signs with the Padres.
I know, for like $4
billion.
$4 billion. The Padres, I heard that. I was like, who
Padres
would,
made
who?
A lot of moves. They could be kind of good.
Yeah, no, they brought in a lot of players, but who would... Who the Padres? I mean, you would really have to want to live in San Diego, which is a beautiful place.
San Diego's beautiful.
I mean, you know, of course, but I mean,
it's not really a great.
God, the Padres.
It's a pitching ballpark too. Like it's so hard to hit it out of that place. That like it's not a bad place, and it really is a delightful city if you ever get a chance to go to San Diego.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful
like all
year round.
The angle of the sun is really beautiful, and you're near Tijuana. And it's
Who
just
was
really
that
nice.
Country singer that dressed up as Chris Gaines for a while? You know who
Garth
I mean.
Brooks.
Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks played for the Padres. He tried out for the Padres.
Did
Do you remember that?
No.
It was when he was going through his Chris Gaines period, and he sort of went crazy and was doing all these
He kind of had a nervous breakdown like 10
years
ago.
Yeah, he was doing all these alternate personas and things.
I didn't get that.
He tried out for the Padres and went to spring training with Padres.
He didn't get chosen?
No, he didn't.
They'll play anybody.
He played.
Their team is unbelievably
bad. Maybe that's why he thought he could get in, but they didn't take him. They made it to the World Series against the Yankees
one
year.
And they got swept. They got
killed.
Yeah,
of course they got swept. Of course they did. But, I mean, the fact that they were even in the World Series was pretty amazing. You know, how did that happen?
I mean, I guess.
How did that happen?
The Hall of Fame bowling writer and New Jersey native Chuck Pisano also died.
Do you think when we die, they'll say sportsy talk
Hall of Fame co-hosts.
Co-hosts die in tragic dog accident.
We played Massachusetts at the top of the show by the Bee Gees because my parents live up there and they're still under 500 feet of snow.
I know.
It's like snows every day there.
Every Monday.
Somehow they didn't realize they were moving to Maine, which is like Maine is just like a foot of snow every day for like, you know, months and months.
Maine was part of Massachusetts.
It was until they were like, there's just too much snow up there. Like, there's no way we're going to
go. They just got rid of it.
Like, have your own governor.
Yeah, take your own.
have
your
own
state.
Insane government. One of the things that's coming up is the big WFMU marathon.
Oh, yeah.
And at the finale of the WFMU marathon is us.
Singing
a song together, and we need your help to choose that song. We were thinking
We do, because I didn't realize we should have told them what song we were singing
like
2 weeks ago.
Scott's like, "Hey man, we got to learn that song.
Song
you want to play.
What song? I forgot.
So we could do an X song. We wanted to do like a duet. Last year we did Leuven Brothers.
Yeah,
we
did Satan Is Real last year.
That was great.
And you did a whole painting for it. It was fantastic.
I know, it's still here someplace.
I love that painting.
It's a pretty good painting.
I would take that home and hang it if we had any walls.
We could find it.
We don't have walls.
I mean, it's upstairs.
It was a wonderful painting. Maybe we should give that painting away for the marathon to somebody.
We could. I mean, it's giant. I don't know how you'd actually mail it to somebody. It was like 6 feet tall or something like that.
We'd have to like cut it off the stretcher and like roll it up or something.
Roll it and then... Like, that's what happened to those Gardner Museum paintings, where they cut them out of the frames, and then they're rolled up next to somebody's, in the back of somebody's boiler.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's how...
We could hide it behind a boiler, and it would be worth $1 million.
Fine tradition. But if you can think of a song that we should sing, I was thinking Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong, you know, the theme song to Officer and a Gentleman. And then you can carry me off.
Belong.
Well, because we could wear you could wear a sailor suit, and I could wear whatever...
You could wear a dress.
I could wear a dress, and you could carry me off. That could be the shtick.
I don't know. I don't think I could carry you.
You know, I don't... I'm pretty heavy.
No, I have a torn,
made a lot of ribs and
I have a torn muscle in my side.
That's no good. That's not muscles injuries. They never heal.
It's bad. I know, it's been a long time. I probably couldn't lift anything.
We could do a Ween song.
Oh,
like pork roll, egg and cheese, you know.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You know. So I don't know. If anybody's got any good ideas, let us know.
Yeah. Ween song would be
good.
Or
that Growing Pain song that was from the video with the Patriots.
No.
We got each other, sharing the laughter and love.
No.
That's a good tune.
Well, the thing is, I have a very limited range.
I have no range.
I barely have any voice, so, you know, it's hard to say what we could sing. But we'll sing something. But if listeners have any ideas about what we should sing at the WFU Marathon finale, 201-209-9368 is the number to call. Or to talk about sports today. I want to talk about the sport of purebred drinking.
That would be nice.
That's why I got this out.
Oh, yeah,
this
that's
is,
what
this
you got out.
Is my good whiskey passport.
How has that been working out?
Oh, it's fantastic. It ends this Friday.
What do you mean?
It was from December 13th to February 13th.
Okay.
I bought this for $35. The money went to City Harvest, which is a great...
They're a good outfit.
They're a fantastic charity. They feed the hungry. They get food from, you know, restaurants and things that hasn't sold or been served during the day, and they give it to the food banks, and it's a great charity. So for $35, then you take this around, and there's a whole list of like 30 places, and you can go into any of those places and show them your passport, and they'll give you a free shot or a free cocktail of whiskey.
But do you get to choose a different one in each bar or something like
that? Well, they have different ones in each bar, and they have like a selection, you know, like you go into a place and they say, oh, I can pour you a shot of this bourbon, or I can make you an old-fashioned with this whiskey,
oh, nice.
Or I can, you know, do something else, or you can get a shot of this other whiskey. So you do, you know, most places you have a choice of two or three things. And it's great. It's really.
But what are you going to finish with? Where are you headed?
The
and what
last.
Are you gonna get?
Well, the places that I haven't gone to, I haven't gone to any of the ones in Brooklyn.
Right.
I'm not.
It's Brooklyn.
Because it's. I can't get there, and it's. You know. And I haven't. There's one in Queens that I didn't go to.
Well, if you're ever near the airport, you know.
Yeah. Right. And but most of the ones in Manhattan, I've been to.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, the one that I haven't got to that I want to go to is Ward 3.
Where is that exactly?
It's on Reed Street.
Where is Reed Street? What do you mean? Where that's Dwayne and Reed are?
Yeah,
downtown.
Downtown, yeah.
Oh, well,
so, I mean,
easy.
that's not inconvenient
that's
for me. Yeah, so I can do that. But I went to all these places that otherwise, the thing that I really liked about it, besides the fact that I got to try different whiskey and stuff that I never would have tried, was that I got to go to all these places that I never would have gone to, and I found some places that were terrific, and I would love to go back. And there's one that I thought was wonderful. It was called Bonnie V.
Bonnie V.
Bonnie V. Yeah, it's on Stanton Street. It's like 17 Stanton, and it's fantastic. It's a beautiful place, and it was the best drink I ever had in my life.
Wow.
I had a Heaven Hill Old Fashioned, and it was the best thing
That's
I ever
amazing.
Had. It was so amazing. Yeah, and the place was really nice, and it's named after the owner's great uncle's bomber that he flew in World War II.
Oh.
The Bonnie V.
The Bonnie V.
Yeah.
And it had like some babe on the side. Like
yeah,
the,
yeah, one of those old things. And so there's a picture of his uncle, you know, in a frame over the bar and stuff. And so it has this kind of old stuff, but it's not like fake decorate your bar with stuff we found at the flea market stuff. It's like legit old stuff.
Well, that's
you know?
Cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. And they have food there too. I haven't tried the food, but I'm gonna try the food next time. So I would totally go back to that place. That was fabulous. I love that place.
And, nice. Glenn says the chickens are off-putting. What else do we have? Do we have dogs? What do we have?
We have other animals.
Yeah, we have other barnyard animals.
But we had a call from somebody who wanted us to keep.
I know what's happening.
Well, we could do ducks.
We have ducks? Yeah, ducks are kind of nice.
Ducks are good. Okay, here we go, ducks.
That's pleasant.
Yeah, kind of. Ducks?
That's not bad.
Ducks are nice. Okay, we'll leave the
Folsom asks, is Fabio co-hosting for the marathon? I don't think that we request
co-hosts. Well, I asked. I wrote to Ken, and station manager Ken had not put us down for co-host.
Well, it said, it's,
co-host.
I think last
we
year
no
we
co-host.
Said no co-host. But
and
then
we got co-hosts.
We had Kelly and Jay helped us during the marathon.
Yeah, Jay and wasn't a co-host. Jay was just trying to keep you off Andrea's grandma.
Andrea's grandma.
Yeah.
Grandma Phyllis.
That was the worst show I've ever...
What are you talking
that
about?
That was the worst
was a
show
great
I've
show.
Ever experienced. That was a horrible show.
I don't
show.
Remember a lot of the show.
I know, of course.
There
not.
Were hands
that's
on
right.
me, and
was,
I don't
was,
know whose hands they were.
That was the problem. Yeah, there was just too much happening, and it was...
We raised a few dollars.
It was completely out of control.
That's what I liked about it.
I know.
But we have that marathon's coming up, but I don't know who's co-hosting.
Well, we don't have a co-host yet, because they said we didn't need one, but I wrote and asked if we could have one, because I think it would be helpful. I don't remember who's the co-host for the crazy show. Kelly did it for one of the shows.
Kelly was doing the money part.
Somebody did the money part for some other show that we did. I don't remember.
Me.
No.
Yeah.
You did. You co-hosted for a bunch of people last year because you live nearby, so you did a lot of them.
Well, and I'm good at begging for money.
Yeah, I have no problem with asking
yeah,
people
good.
To give
I'm
us...
Good at, I'm good at just being like,
I mean,
oh
this
God.
Is this WFMU is the most wonderful thing in the world, and I have no trouble asking people to support it, you know? So I look forward to the marathon. It's always a lot of fun. We have a lot of volunteers here, and we have, you know,
and we've
party.
Been talking about what we're going to be giving out.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is it still a
have
surprise,
we,
though?
I don't know. We haven't... Yeah, we shouldn't announce it on the air yet. We should kind of downplay
Can
the marathon.
Can we give him a hint? Can we give him a hint? You can use it to finger yourself? No?
Is oh, Jesus, you were so terrible.
Oh, you don't have to block that out.
What? I didn't block
we're,
it out.
We're down to
okay,
down to two.
Quiet.
Yeah,
right.
We're down to two things.
All right. So I already talked about Bonnie V.
I want to talk about Richie Incognito. He's
oh,
back in the NFL.
Richie Incognito and Rex Ryan are together in Buffalo.
It's like Darth Vader and Darth Vader Jr.
It is. It's amazing. What a team
that
that's
was the first.
Be.
That was the first guy they got.
Do people remember who Richie Incognito is?
He's,
we should tell him. He was
the bully man. He was
yeah.
the man behind the whole bully thing.
He has been a, a psycho since he was with, I think he was with Oregon, and they got rid of him, like, when he was in college. They couldn't
handle
him.
They threw him out of Oregon?
They threw him out, and he went to Colorado.
But wasn't he on the Jets at some
point
anyway?
Yeah, he was, I think so. He went to Colorado, right? And he ruined, like, they would have won the, I don't know, their conference. Mm-hmm. And he got angry and, like, attacked somebody, and they got penalized.
That was bad?
And
you can't do that?
No, apparently not. So then when he got to the Miami Dolphins, they picked him to, like, you know, bully one of the...
He was Mr. Bully.
He was Mr. Bully. And they would come to him and say, hey, can you, like, make this guy's life completely unpleasant? Because that's what we want our players to be, miserable and sad. And he would be, sure. And then he got in trouble for that. What was that guy's name who quit?
Chris Williams.
Chris Williams?
No.
No. What was the name of the guy who quit because Richie Incognito bullied him? He was on the Dolphins, and he was like,
Jonathan Martin.
That sounds it. Yeah, Jonathan Martin quit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then
it's
it was
like, I don't want to play football anymore
because Richie Incognito is such a dick.
Well, he was always making him, giving him money, and you know, he's like, he was just
I know,
like a crazy.
I know,
crazy
he was
person.
Like, he was like, yeah, he's like, give me your lunch money.
But he's
pal.
Back, and now it's him and Rex.
I know, Rex Ryan
in Buffalo.
They're gonna be like, they're gonna get cabin fever and go crazy. They're gonna,
yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
Oh my god. Oh, I can't. I'm just imagining horrible.
Yeah, what could
things?
What
I'm
could
imagining.
They, what
I'm,
could
imagining
they
I'm imagining.
To do?
I'm imagining things that involve foot sucking, but I don't. I
well,
don't,
you know
I
that Rex
that.
Changed his
yeah,
wife's jersey
his
wa- on
yeah,
his
yeah his tattoo. Rex Ryan
tattoo.
Had a, Rex Ryan had a tattoo of his wife wearing a Mark Sanchez Jets jersey, and he had it changed to a Bills jersey.
But now I think the only possible team that he could coach for now would be like next if he was going to coach, it would be like the Raiders, or, you know, some black jersey
team. Some black
team.
Jersey team because
I mean,
he has a dark blue jersey.
Super dark blue
now.
Like
go
where
black.
You can't go lighter, you know?
Well, who would, I don't know. I'm just so astonished that he was just snapped up by the Bills. They were thrilled
to
have
him.
They couldn't wait
to
sign Rex Ryan. And now they've got Richie Incognito. It's just like, it's going to be a dream. I can't wait till NFL season. It's going to be so hard.
I know. This is the hardest time of year where it's not quite pitchers and catchers.
Yeah. And it's not.
Because pitchers and catchers aren't going to report until next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like past, like there's still 10 or 11 days before like the Mets even show up and start throwing around and then decide they're going to lose 100 games this year or whatever they're going to do.
Right.
So like right now is the toughest time where there's like, you know, I was watching some, I watched some hockey.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I was trying to find the Islanders-Bruins game, and
well,
I couldn't find
it.
I'm like an old man. I can't find it on my TV. I'm literally like one of those old guys who's like, what channel is it on? I can't find it anywhere. The Islanders aren't on. And I was watching. It was like the Toronto Maple Leafs and another terrible team from Canada. It might have been the I think it might have been Vancouver or something. I don't know. I was only watching it for a little while, but it was like they're both in last place.
Mm-hmm.
They both have absolutely no shot. And like, what's going on with Canadian NHL team? Like the Toronto Maple Leafs are like the biggest sports team in the world. Like they are like have
they
the
are?
Most fans. Yeah, yeah. They just have the most
really?
Fans. Have the biggest. It's like one. It's bigger than Manchester United. Bigger
it
than
is?
Anything else.
No, wait. And what? But there's only like 5 people that live in Canada. How can they have
no,
more
there's
fans?
There's like 8 million people live
how
in the Toronto
they, how
area.
Can, how can that be?
It's huge.
There's not.
I'm going to look
there's
that
not
up.
8 million people that live in Toronto.
There's a billion people that
no.
live in Toronto.
No,
yeah.
no.
And they're all there's listening right now.
Call us at 201-209-9368 if you're listening in Toronto. Call us right now.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm really sorry we missed that call. We had another call.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Barcelona, Real, Madrid, United. Three biggest Facebook followings.
Yes.
I'll look that up again.
Okay.
It's the Forbes list, I think.
Just keep looking it up until you find something that confirms
just, this whole
what you
show
said.
Is, this whole it's show just is like just going to be me.
Looking
all
up
right,
things.
Manchester
until,
United's yes. worth $2 billion.
Okay.
Real Madrid's worth $1.8 billion.
Yes.
Yankees, $1.8 billion.
Yes.
Cowboys, $1.8 billion.
Yes.
The Washington racist name of the team is worth $1.5 billion.
Huh. No wonder
Dodgers,
they don't want to change their brand.
Patriots, $1.4 Barcelona. I think it's fan. I think it's number of fans.
How would you know the number of fans, though?
Because there's like a lot of people who like hockey.
Yeah, but you don't. You can't know the number of fans.
There's some way you can judge it.
How can you judge that? When I was
by a number of tweeting people who follow you on the Twitter.
No, that's not.
It's not the Twitter?
No, not everybody does the Twitter.
Not everybody does the Twitter?
We do.
That's
Sportsy
a good
Talk on Twitter.
@SportsyTalk.
@SportsyTalk, yes. Follow us.
I know, it's a huge.
Why not?
Huge fan bases. Top 10 fan bases in American sports. Wait a minute.
Yes. Well, that's American sports.
This is Cubs. Wait a minute. Why start at the bottom?
The Cubs.
Those poor people.
The Cubs.
Cubs are
people, I don't know. Some
Sounders
people
is number 10. Winnipeg Jets, number
Wait,
9.
Who the hell are the Sounders?
They're the soccer team.
For who? Oh, for Seattle?
New York Yankees, number 8.
I always forget.
Alabama Crimson Tide, number 7.
Mm.
Detroit Red Wings, number 6.
Mm.
Cardinals, number 5.
Mm.
Dallas Cowboys, number 4.
Mm.
Raiders, number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Yeah, go Big Red. Go Big Red.
And Green Bay Packers. I don't know where they got that either.
Ba, 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 ba. What was number one?
Anyway,
I got excited about Go Big Red. What was number one?
The Packers or something.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because there's nothing else to do out there but watch Packers games.
I know. That's why it was a big
They watch red. Old games Nebraska during the, you know, they just play a game every weekend out there, and it's just like, oh, here, we're going to win this one, too.
Yeah. All right. So you made up a stat, and you can't find any confirmation, but that's okay. We'll believe it. Because why not? You know, it doesn't make, I mean, I think it's impossible to tell how many fans.
Well, they actually have so many. Anyway. They actually have so many. They want to start another team in Toronto now because the Leafs are so bad that they want a team in the suburbs so that people have an option.
Oh, like the Islanders were for hockey here?
Yeah, except they'll be in Brooklyn now.
Mm, I know. But that's why they started, wasn't it? Like they started them out in Long Island because
I don't remember why.
Just to have an option.
Just to have an option.
Just to have an option for those people. Because they can't get anywhere on the LIRR, so they're stuck out there somehow.
Well, now they have to come into the games if they want to go. But it's probably easier to come into Brooklyn on the LIRR than it is to get to Nassau Coliseum on game night.
I would think so.
And that place is awful. I mean, it's a strange, awful building.
I can't believe you've been there. That's pretty exciting.
Well, we could probably get tickets. It's their last season there, so we could probably get like press passes and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I don't want to go there.
They'll make us drop the puck or something. You know, we're, you know.
Oh, really? Did you see Gronk?
Yeah, Gronkowski drops the puck at the Bruins Islanders game.
Yeah, the official dropping of the puck, so he spiked it.
But I think he chipped the ice because I saw Dennis Pie like fell in a hole. Like, there's a giant hole where he hit the ice.
Yeah, he slammed the puck down.
Everybody thought it was pretty funny because he was really drunk.
Yeah, so of course. He was Gronk.
He was gronking it.
Gronking it.
Oh, the Knicks owner, Jimmy Dolan.
Oh, yeah,
terrible man, by the way.
He's a jerk.
He's a complete jackass. He sent an email to someone who had sent him kind of an unkind
email. A fan sent him an email. A fan of
the Knicks since 1958, which is, that's saying quite a bit.
Yeah, I know, to stick it out through thick and thin.
And Dolan wrote back and was like, you're an alcoholic, you should stop drinking, I don't drink.
We don't want you to be a fan
take
of the Knicks.
The Nets. Why don't you call the Nets? The Nets will take you.
Go be a Nets fan, don't be a Knicks fan.
So that's unpleasant.
I know, he's a horrible man.
Why?
Dolan is
And there was
awful.
All these like weird periods in the middles of words and stuff like that.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I didn't
really
actually see the text.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then I think somebody in the NBA said, well, you know, that's New York. He's just being a New Yorker.
Yeah, the commissioner of the NBA.
Yeah, says that's okay because, you know, New Yorkers.
He's a New York guy, so, you know.
So New Yorkers are all jerks and jackasses, apparently.
Clearly.
I don't agree with that.
Oh, you don't think that's true?
No.
When's the last time you went outside?
I'm not a native New Yorker, though, so I wouldn't know, right? I mean, I've only lived here for like 30 years, so that doesn't count. 28 years, whatever.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I've been here long. It doesn't matter. I'm not a native New Yorker.
Is that true? I'm never going to be a native New Yorker.
No, you're from Massachusetts. You still root for the Massachusetts teams.
Whoa, I mean, what do you want me to do?
Sad.
They keep winning. I can't help that.
They don't, well.
They win all the time.
Okay, that one team won.
The Red Sox win all the time.
No, they don't. They didn't win last year. They were pathetic.
The fact that the guy Dolan lashed out at is 73 years old makes that story much better.
Oh, the guy was 73? The guy who wrote?
He had been a fan since like 1958 or something like that.
Oh, my God. He was a 73-year-old man and he treated him like that? That's not nice.
That's not nice.
No, it's not nice. Be nice to your fans, right?
Folsom says, how about the Chipper Jones news? Chipper Jones was on the Twitter.
Yes.
He was tweeting with the tweets on the Twitter.
Was he drunk tweeting?
He might have been drunk tweeting because he immediately, it was like some sort of conspiracy theory how Sandy Hook never existed. And he had just heard about this apparently because there's like these conspiracy people.
You have to explain who Chipper Jones is.
Chipper Jones is like a future Hall of Famer for the Atlanta Braves. He used to kill the Mets. Like, he named one of his kids Shea because he batted like 500 in Shea Stadium with like 20 home runs.
Yeah, he was an amazing ball player for
but apparently
the Atlanta Braves.
He believes that Sandy Hook was a conspiracy and that all those kids are fine. They're just hiding somewhere.
Yeah.
And that it was just some game that they were playing. And so he tweets that out to the tweeters on the tweeter.
Uh-huh.
And the lady whose mother died, who was like the principal, was like, yeah, you can come over and meet my kids who don't have a grandmother. And I'll show you the bullet-ridden clothes that she wore that day.
Oh, God.
And so apparently he was like, oh, I didn't realize that was not a real thing. So I'm sorry.
He didn't realize that
no,
because
like one of his other conspiracy friends had put that out. So.
Well, there's a whole conspiracy theory now that and I find conspiracy theories very entertaining.
They can be.
They're really entertaining.
They can be pretty fun.
So there's one now that there's that we already have Air Force people on Mars.
What are they doing?
They're doing Mars things on Mars. They're setting up a base or something, you know. Mm. And they're called off-terrain personnel or something.
Off-terrain
something. And there's a guy that thinks he has a picture of the shadow of one of them doing something on Mars or something. I don't know. So it just kills me because now there's this whole conspiracy theory that we already have a base on Mars. And at the same time, there's that whole conspiracy they that the moon landing never happened and that it was faked in Arizona.
So do we have incredible
do we have the incredible technology to live on Mars, or do we not have the technology to get to the moon? You know, it's just like
Is both incredibly incompetent and able to create large conspiracies that hold other people down.
Yeah, exactly. So I like when they contradict each other. I think those are good.
I wrote to the commissioner of the NBA.
You did?
With my idea.
Because
I was actually watching some NHL hockey.
Yeah.
And they actually have a noise at the end of a
period?
No, at the end of like a power play opportunity.
Oh, uh-huh.
And in boxing too. At the end of a boxing thing they do like a 10-second where you'll hear that, and so then the guys will start hitting each other.
It's like the 2-minute warning.
Yeah, like with my 24-second clock.
Yeah.
If there was a sound at 6
seconds?
Because they're always looking up to see how much more time there is on the thing.
Oh, I see.
Like
so they would just be playing, and they would hear the sound, and they would know that they only had, like, 6 seconds more
they kind of go for it. Instead of, like, they just never even pay attention, and the horn goes off, and no one gets a score.
Yeah, right.
So I wrote to the commissioner.
When did you write?
It was like Saturday night or something.
Oh,
I was a little drunk.
Okay.
So I mean,
I thought you were going to say when you were 12 or something.
No, no, I did it like today. You know, like the other day.
Was Ben sober?
Yeah, Ben was pretty sober.
Okay.
I mean, you know, as sober as we get.
yes.
So I'll let you know if that because I wrote a really nice letter to
that's
the.
That's good. Who is the commissioner of the NBA?
Adam Silver, I believe. But I just wrote. I didn't know how to spell commissioner, and I was typing, so I just wrote commish. Dear commish. He seems like he's a commish. Like the commish. Remember that show with Michael Chiklis?
Yes.
They should bring that show back.
Can you get that?
Okay. 201-209-9368. At the top of the hour, it's Dr.
Game
Show.
With
Joe Firestone.
And her incredible dump button.
And Manolo.
Manolo
is my favorite.
Manolo, yeah, the sound.
I don't know if that's his real name, but.
Manolo the sound man.
He is very talented.
Live sounds.
He's
by
got
Manolo.
Good stuff.
Yep.
So stay tuned and get ready to win big.
We have to think of a song to sing. Listeners, please help us think of a song to sing at the marathon finale. 201-209-9368.
How about that Cruising Together? Like, you remember Huey Lewis and Gwyneth Paltrow sang that together?
No.
It was like the father and son singing.
What?
I love it when we're cruising together.
Mm.
Start rooting for the Nets because the Knicks
don't
want you. Jeez. The guy's going to be writing cranky mail.
We should write to him.
Who, the cranky guy? We should get the cranky guy in the
air. We should write to Dolan, right? And see, like, what kind of letters we can get back from him.
Well, now he's not going to respond because he got a lot of...
Yes, he is.
No, it was a lot of...
No, he's such a jerk that he will write back anyway. He won't care anyhow.
He is a terrible person.
Yeah, we should...
And he's destroyed the Knicks.
And he has a band. He has a terrible, terrible band.
He's got an awful band that, like, plays at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Maybe we can get him to write back to us.
We should just get him on the air and yell at him.
You know who I want to get on the air? There's this Knicks fan, who...
The guy who's going to all the games?
Yes.
Yeah, he was on the... He must be just suicidal at this point.
Oh, I know, right?
He's going to every game. He's going to every game this year, and he writes a blog about it. And, like, it just must be the most depressing
Welcome
thing
to
ever.
Sportsy Talk. You're on the air.
Hello. I'm a fan of yours, you
Thank
guys.
You. Thank you. Who's this? What's your name?
This is Chris.
Listener Chris, thank you for calling.
No problem. I don't have anything specific to call because by the time, like, oh, I was going to call. I was going to out of ground in the show.
You're breaking up a little bit, Chris.
You're breaking up pretty bad, Chris.
Sorry about that.
Can you still hear me?
Can you hear us?
I'll take you off the speakerphone. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, that's much better. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
That's
nice.
Okay.
You got a very
That's
nice
all right.
radio.
I just said I don't have anything specific to call about, although I enjoy your show, and it goes into all different areas. So,
are you a fan? Do you watch any kind of sports?
Yeah, I'm a baseball guy, but I don't, and I listen to your show a lot, and it's kind of fun to get, you know, because I kind of agree, a little bit of golf, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but... Baseball, I guess, would be my the main mm-hmm. thing.
What's your team, Chris?
Yeah. What team do you root for?
Well, the Mets. I'm not a Yankees guy. Wow. I came here in the 80s, so...
Well, the 80s, the Mets were great.
86? Was that... Yeah.
Now they have a lot of great pitchers, but I don't know. Like, the hitting's not going to be... I mean, maybe if those guys are taking steroids or something like that.
You can make it with pitchers, though.
You can?
Yeah, sure.
The Mets can?
Well, not the Mets, no. But, you know, other
teams. I mean, other teams have done it.
Other teams have done it, yeah.
Well, the Mets had, like, Gooden and, you know, I mean, those guys.
Oh, yeah, they had some amazing pitchers. Yeah, well, they were great. They were great. They could be great again. I'll give them that. They could. It could happen.
Being honest, I couldn't tell. Are you rolling your eyes? I can't see.
No, I'm not rolling my eyes.
I don't have my
eyes. They could be. No, I would never.
Would you cheer for them if they were in the World Series?
I would not cheer for them. I would probably root for them.
What's the difference?
It's like, well, if they're a New York team and they're in their World Series, I would support them.
Oh, okay.
I would be. I would support them, but I would. You know, I'm not ever going to be a Mets fan. I'm a Yankees fan.
Well, they're fun though.
No, they're not fun. They lose. They lose.
Oh,
Mr. Met drives me mad. I still want to set that thing on fire. So Chris,
she wants to burn a Mr. Met.
I have a Mr. Met puppet.
That's what got us out of having to do the Mets game.
We were supposed to do a Mets Yankees game with a live
video
feed.
Everyone was like, "I'm going to burn a Mr. Met live
puppet." I had a Mr. Pet.
And then suddenly, no one wanted to go.
Yeah, suddenly we couldn't get in anymore. It was all canceled when I said that. I shouldn't have said it. That was the problem.
Should have just done it.
I should have just done it. I know, but I still have that puppet, so we can still do horrible things.
We could do
it
during the marathon. We could still, we could finger it during the marathon.
We could set it on fire. Well, it's like a puppet, so you got to put your whole hand up inside it.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I've done that before.
You got to fist the puppet.
That's no problem.
I know. So, listener Chris, here's the thing. pitchers and catchers is only about a week away.
And what I don't understand is yearly, the Yankees show up in Tampa the day before the Mets show up in Port St. Lucie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if I was the Mets, man, I would be there the day before the Yankees. Like, whatever day the Yankees were planning to get there, we're going to get there the day before. We're going to be doing push-ups. We're going to be because they're always they never
no, just,
be
it
the
just,
Yankees.
It would just give them an extra day of misery. You know, I mean, it just makes
no,
their
that's,
it
in
makes
spring
their
training.
Sad.
There's hope. There's
it
hope
makes
there's, in
there's
spring
no
training.
Hope for the Mets. There's
never They've
any
got
hope.
Great
there's
pitching.
No hope for the Mets.
Harvey and that guy with the hair. He's good.
Yeah, the guy with the hair.
The guy with the hair is good. DeGrom.
They got a guy with hair.
Hair. He's got nice
hair.
He's
obviously taking testosterone supplements.
He's 12. He's like 12 years old. He's got like a mullet.
Oh, okay.
And then Wheeler's good.
Yeah. This is a 12-year-old with the mullet. We have to root for
His name's Jacob DeGrom. He was the rookie of the year.
Oh, that kid. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a baby. Yeah.
He's good.
Okay.
So they'll only lose like 2-1, but they'll still lose like 100 games.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
unless
Harvey throws a no-hitter every game.
We're looking forward to that. So look forward to pitchers and catchers starting, and then we'll get into baseball, and we'll be talking about baseball.
Because all those guys will probably be, back on the steroids and stuff like that.
Okay.
And A-Rod will be back.
Right.
Maybe we can get A-Rod in the air.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. We should get A-Rod. Could we get A-Rod on the air?
Yeah.
Who can we get on the air? You know, I think we assume that we can't get these guys, but I bet we could.
A-Rod, I bet we can get on the air.
I bet we could.
There's a guy from the Jersey Journal, too, that I want to get on the air. He saw live...
Uh-huh.
The shot heard around the world on the television, and then he ran out to play baseball with his friends. One of his friends hit him in the head,
yeah.
with a fastball, and he went blind, and he was blind, but he covered
so
baseball.
That was like, oh, that
he's
guy.
Covered baseball for like 70
oh, yeah,
years
I know that
since
guy.
Then.
Derek Jeter loves that guy.
Derek Jeter's
Derek
publishing
Jeter,
his book.
Yeah, he's publishing his book.
So, I mean, like,
when
from
he has
Jeter
a book,
publishing.
He has a book coming out. We can totally get him on the air.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, let's get him. Can
he
we get
writes
him?
For the Jersey Journal once
yeah.
a week.
Can you get him?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll, you know.
Get him.
I'll type up something.
Get him. Yeah, and then give it to me, and I'll retype it and make it sound professional, and then he'll come on.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
That's what I do.
This says, will Derek Jeter be joined by ex-Yankees David Cohn, David Wells for SNL drag skit?
Sure.
What? Sorry.
Here's
a sentence we wrote.
Why do you read a comment that we don't even know what it means?
No, this is from the Jersey Journal.
Oh, it's from
Here's
the Jersey
Here's a sentence
Journal.
We wrote last week wondering if former Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter would dress in drag again when he appears on the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary special.
Wait, again?
Yeah, because they did the... They
he did
a,
it before? He dressed
did,
in drag?
Yeah, they did the girls or whatever.
I don't know that. Oh. Huh. Derek Jeter did?
Here's the Twitter exchange between Wells and Cohn on Sunday. Sunday, uh-huh. my birthday. David
yes.
Cohn says, scumbag, answer your phone and check your messages. That's David Wells to David Cohn. David Wells says, come back and answer your messages. David Cohn writes, yes, we are going to the SNL 40th anniversary show. Yes, you can still stay at my place. Yes, we are going in drag again.
Hmm.
So that'll be fun. That's
I didn't
like
know,
a three-hour, yeah, it's like a three-hour production.
Oh, God. Saturday Night
I'm
going
to have to DVR that.
Is it any good anymore? I haven't
no,
seen
but they're
it.
Bringing
I haven't
all
seen
the
it
old
since the 1970s or something.
Well, they're bringing all the old people
yeah.
back to
all
try to be
funny
again.
All the old people are dead.
No. Who's dead? Belushi
yeah.
and Chris Farley. It's just most of those people's careers are dead. They're not actually dead.
Oh, okay. All right. I just assumed they were all dead.
So they're all going to be dressed in drag again. That'll be good.
Was Eddie Murphy on?
He's coming back for the 40th anniversary.
Doesn't he like transvestites?
Yeah, I think he likes him. I
mean,
who
okay.
doesn't?
Who doesn't, really? A good tranny is always
Danny does,
fun.
Danny D says we should play Folsom Prison Blues.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Folsom writes, how about The Hands of Time? What's who wrote, who did The Hands of Time?
I don't know.
Can we do Let's Do the Time Warp again?
Yes. Well, we can't now because we already have something plugged in to play.
No, no, I mean for the marathon.
Oh, for the marathon.
Let's do the time warp again.
No, I don't think we ought to do that. Listen to it. 201-209-9368. We have
Danny
like
D
two
reminds
minutes.
Me that Phil Hartman's dead and Gilda Radner's dead. But that's like four people of the 500 that have ever been on Saturday Night Live.
Mm.
The top of the hour, it's Dr.
Game
Show.
Game Show. Yeah.
After Dr. Game Show, it's
Night
People. How are the Night People
night
doing?
People. I haven't seen the Night People
How
in a long
night
time.
How are the Night People doing?
I ran into one of the Night People on the PATH train and hugged that person. But
you hugged the Night People?
I hugged a Night Person.
He's got nice hair.
Yeah.
We only get to see one of the Night People because the other
I
one
know.
Is...
But he's a good writer.
Oh, yeah. He's funny.
Hey, are they going to do any more of those KGB
I don't know why you're
readings?
Asking me because you're the one who's tuned in. I told those guys...
Apparently, I'm not seeing any of my emails anymore. I didn't see any of the emails about picking a song for the marathon. I don't know. I may have missed all the KGB reading emails.
I don't remember
I don't
getting any.
I don't know. Okay. Well, we don't know.
Victoria Jackson's alive.
Who's that?
Victoria Jackson. She was the blonde lady during the Dana Carvey.
I haven't.
And
I
now she's a Republican.
I don't watch that stuff.
You don't watch The Saturday Night Live?
No.
I always watch hoping it's going to be incredibly funny.
And it never is.
And it's not because they don't have Joe Firestone, host of
Dr.
Game
Show. Yay!
Hello,
Joe Firestone.
This was another terrific episode of
this has been great.
Sportsy Talk.
This has been fantastic. I should put the outro music on now.
Oh, is that our outro music?
That's the outro music. It's called Don't Start Me Talking. I'll tell you everything I know. See? That's Captain Beefheart.
Oh, he's good.
Isn't that surprising? This is like a live Captain Beefheart session from like 1965
it's
or something.
Very coherent.
Yeah, before he started writing his own stuff.
Before he's like,
I love meow. Yeah. So this has been Sportsy Talk, and I was here, and Jim the Poet was here. And next week we'll be here with live...
We might kidnap a dog.
Dog stuff.
We haven't decided.
This is so exciting. We're going to the Westminster Kennel Club show in the morning and recording a bunch of stuff. We're going to come to the station and edit it, and then Monday we're going to be live on the air with it. So it's going to be like brand new, fresh.
Dog haikus.
It's going to be so exciting. So I hope you'll join us next week on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In Rockland County, we're at 91.9 FM, and online we're at WFMU.org. This is Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet, the most trusted team in sports talk radio today, saying thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless. How was that?
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
It gave me the chills.
Ew.
Ew.
Ew. Take me, baby, around the block. I'm going to beauty shop tomorrow. If I hear the sign, so
welcome to Dr. Game Show. I'm your host, Joe Firestone, and you are listening to WFMU. How are you doing? We're going to play some game shows. That's how it works. We got some in-studio guests. We got Manolo with us.
Oh, I'm a werewolf named Manolo.
Manolo, you're on fire tonight. So we got a really special show. This show is called... what's it called tonight? Tonight it's called Name Everything, and it's going to be a very exciting show. If you're new to the show, it's so fun. You get to win. If you're thinking I'm a loser, this is the show to listen to because you get to win a lot of things. So we're going to play game shows that you've submitted. You listeners have submitted game shows, and we play them on the air, and you can call in and play along with us. And then if you win the game, you get... Manolo, say it with me. A custom magnet. A custom magnet. That's a magnet that's customized for you, ma'am, sir. All right. So we've got two special guests in studio with us tonight. We have Brett Davis. Hi, Brett.
Hi.
How are you?
Ready to win.
Ready to win?
Sure. That works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi. Brett, you are a WFMU regular. Is that correct?
Maybe.
I'd say yes. I'd say you could have heard him on a lot of different shows, including Pat Burns' show and Amadeo's show.
Yeah.
And now my show. So pretty much he's making the rounds. We got Joe Para here. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you, Joe? It's great to be here in the studio today.
Joe, I'm so glad you're here. Now, Joe, you've been to WFMU as well, right?
That's right. I was on the Dave Hill's show. And I was on Pat Burns' show.
Well, look at that. We're all really doing it. And Manolo, you've been on WFMU before. Is that correct?
No, not really.
Okay, Manolo, you've been on our show. This is our show.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't know you were counting this one.
Okay, I'm counting this one, Manolo. We're trying to... This is the thing about this show is all about self-worth. You know what I mean? Really... Making it count. Okay, so it's not, it doesn't always work for everybody. But okay, so here we got a couple shows tonight. We got a couple game shows. We've got What's Their Middle Name? We've got Raisin Brand, last week's winner. We've got Oh Say Can You Sing a Good National Anthem for Me, Please? That was catchy. We got The Missing Ink, and we've got Girl Put Your Records On. Now, you two, Brett and Joe, you guys are going to play against each other, okay? Mm-hmm. Are you rather competitive, or how you feel?
No, I'm a pretty laid-back guy. Whichever way this goes tonight, I'll be fine with, but I'm going to still try.
And I'm generally competitive with Joe, although I don't think he knows it. I don't think it's much of a thing in his brain.
Yeah, oh, man.
That's okay. This is the first I heard of it, but now I'll make sure to really bring it tonight.
They'll just drive me harder.
Oh, wow, great. Okay, and now, listen, if you're listening at home and you're thinking, I could beat both of these chumps, you can call in 201-209-9368, and we will put you on the air, and you can play against them. So it's very, very easy. Manolo, we're about to play our first game, okay?
All right.
So this first game is called What's Their Middle Name, and it's submitted by Jim the Poet of WFMU fame from New Jersey. Can we get a theme song for What's Their Middle Name?
Sure. Dum 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 da dum da dum da 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 dum. I left out the middle part of this song because you have to guess what the middle part of this song is.
Wow, that was really smart. Manolo, I don't know what you're taking these days, but really, your game is 100 times better than last week.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I loved it. I love it. I love it. Okay, so this game is very... So I'm basically going to tell you famous people with middle initials, names, and you got to tell me what that stands for. Okay?
Okay.
Now, there's a few tricks and turns in this game, just to so you're aware. Okay? And it looks like we've got a caller who's going to play along with us. Okay, hold on. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. How you doing?
Good.
Kim, do you want to play this game with us?
Yes, I do. I won a magnet a few weeks ago. Maybe
I know, I know. I remember you. Did you get the magnet in the mail?
Yeah, I love it. I don't need another one. I just want to play the game.
Kim, yes, you do need it because they're all custom. You know what I mean?
Oh. Well, in that case...
Thank you. Okay. I mean, come on. It's like I'm selling these for... Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Kim, do you want to go first or last?
I don't care. You decide.
Okay, and Kim, just based on their voices, who do you think is going to win this game out of you, Brett, and Joe?
I think the guy that sounded kind of glum and unenthusiastic, I forget his name.
What do you mean?
He's not really that way.
Wait.
He's happy inside.
Wait, he sounded kind of glum?
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so
very chill.
Can both of you just give her a little sample so she knows? Joe, why don't you go first?
Hey, this is Joe. Just looking at the snow outside and really thinking it's looking nice tonight.
Yeah. That's the one,
okay.
Joe.
Okay. That's the one?
Okay, so she thinks Joe's going to win. Okay, let's try this. Ready? Okay, first one, Michael C. Hall. Michael C. Hall. Joe, you want to take this first?
Yeah.
What's the C stand for?
Curtis.
All right. Brett?
I'll go with Chris because I want to win.
Okay, Michael Chris Hall? Michael Christopher Hall. That's a mouthful.
Sounds like a good Christian name.
Christian name. Kim, what do you think?
Cornelius.
Michael Cornelius Hall. Well, Manolo, what do you think it is? What do we think?
Wait, do we get to... now do you decide of the three which
it's
is
just
best?
Based on what Manolo thinks is best.
Okay, are you cool. Serious? I thought you had it down.
No, certainly don't.
Mm-mm. Oh.
Michael Christopher, Michael Curtis, or Michael... What was yours, Kim?
Cornelius.
Like Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, just like Planet of the Apes, but a real human.
I should have known it was created by a poet.
What do you think?
I like the sound of Cornelius.
Cornelius! Kim, you're in the lead.
Yay!
Yeah, okay, next one. Booker T. Washington. Kim, you're up first. What's the T stand for?
Terrific.
Booker Terrific Washington.
Come on, Kim.
All right, Joe, you're up next.
Thomas.
Booker Thomas Washington.
I don't want to make a joke. He's a very great. He's a great historical figure. I don't want to go goofy on that one.
And he's a terrific one, too. So.
Brett, what
something
you got?
A glum person
I'm gonna
would say.
I'm gonna say Tadarius.
Booker Tadarius Washington. What do you think, Manolo?
I will go with Tadarius.
Tadarius. Okay,
yeah,
Brett. Okay.
He deserves that win.
Okay.
Totally.
Brett, you're at one. Kim, you're okay. Brett, you're up first now. Okay. Robert E. Lee. Robert E. Lee.
Hmm.